KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Tropical weather bringing rain and flooding to the Gulf Coast.
Tropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the season, is rumbling toward northeast Mexico, carrying heavy rains to a drought-stricken region, but also the threat of mudslides at higher elevations. The National Hurricane Center discontinued its tropical storm warning in Texas, but it remains in effect south of the mouth of the Rio Grande to Tecolutla, Mexico. In Corpus Christi, Texas, water lapped at the base of the city's art museum, and in Galveston, residents were waiting to check on flooded cars. Storm surge and swells were affecting the western Gulf Coast. Sustained winds of 50 miles an hour are expected to dissipate as Alberto heads inland. I'm Jennifer King.
Heavy rain and hail falling around the evacuated village of Rio Doso, New Mexico, threatened by wildfires that have now killed at least two people and damaged more than 1,400 structures, offering hope to firefighters, but adding the threat of high winds and flash floods. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits slipped last week. The Labor Department reporting that jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 238,000. The Supreme Court has upheld a tax on foreign income over a challenge backed by business and anti-regulatory interest. More from Hayo Panjwani.
The justices, by a vote of 7-2, left in place a provision of a 2017 tax law that is expected to generate $340 billion, mainly from domestic corporations that park money abroad to shield it from the U.S. taxes. The law was passed by a Republican Congress and signed by then-President Donald Trump. The case attracted outsized attention because it might have led to a decision that would have doomed a wealth tax. Hayo Panjwani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are moving higher. The Dow is up 73 points. The NASDAQ adding 18. This is SRN News. Colorado expands assisted suicide.
Under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Jared Polis, nurses will be allowed to evaluate patients and give them drugs with which they can take their own life. The new law reduces the waiting period from 2 weeks to one and allows doctors to waive the wait entirely if they wish to. As more states embrace assisted suicide, pro-life advocates warn that a right to die will quickly become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have found an unlikely champion in swing state Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey will appear on November's ballot and is attacking Republican challenger David McCormick over opposing abortion. That's quite a reframing for Casey, who once called himself a pro-life Democrat. This race in Pennsylvania seen as crucial to the Democrats' effort to defend their razor-thin Senate majority. This is SRN News. The Drug Enforcement Administration says a Chinese group in the U.S. is working with the Sinaloa cartel.
Officials say the groups have been working together in Southern California to launder $50 million for the cartel in Mexico. Agents arrested two dozen people in Los Angeles, charging them with laundering millions of dollars in drug money through an underground banking system run by Chinese nationals in the U.S. The DEA says the money laundering organizations were already in the business of helping wealthy Chinese citizens. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Police in California say an Oakland Juneteenth celebration with as many as 5,000 people in attendance turned violent when several people were shot. It happened at Lake Merritt at 8:45 p.m. local time. Several people were struck by gunfire and were taken to a hospital, but an exact number of injuries is not known. There were no reports of deaths. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.